Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The day I was in the airport in Jamaica and Dana missed the announcement that Kansas City would be one of the host cities for the World Cup next year.
Well, I did broadcast, in fairness, that Dallas would be one of the host cities.
I believe she broadcast that Dallas would be one of the host cities.
Dallas. Mm. All right, you can't escape it. Even if you are not a soccer fan, huge banner on the front page of the Kansas City Star right now says the World Cup draw today opens the possibility of a Messi-led Argentina coming to Kansas City. And more than that, Scott, what?
I'll do you one better, and then we can backtrack just a little bit. This is not about sports. It's not about soccer. It's about what is coming
here
to Kansas City, and it's going to be huge. So I've been here for many, many hours, sitting downstairs in the podcast room watching the FIFA World Cup draw with Rob Breton from our sister station and Stephen Spector from our sister station, and it was a long, drawn-out process. There was way too much
fluff
pregame. Didn't need the Lauryn Hill concert. And then they finally got down to brass tacks. And so here are the teams that could be playing in Kansas City next summer. There's no guarantee. But we will get two of these four teams in one match out of Group E. It is, please, dear God, if you love me, Germany, Ecuador, Ivory Coast, or Curaçao. I didn't catch the fourth team out of Group F, but we'll get one game out of this group. So two of these teams are coming, Holland, Japan, Tunisia, and the fourth group I missed.
Now, we do not know until Monday which countries we're talking about.
No, we won't. Tomorrow. FIFA's doing it.
When we are on the air Monday, pardon me.
Monday, yes.
But we will know tomorrow who's coming.
We'll know tomorrow who's coming. We can talk about it on Monday.
Correct. And the reason I ask that, so for people who do not get into the weeds of soccer like Dana here, what does it mean with respect to economic impact if it is a Germany versus an Ivory Coast?
Okay. Germany travels really well. They're like Nebraska and Iowa State. They'll go wherever their team is. Here's the big one. We get two matches out of Group J, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not guaranteed, but it's highly likely that Argentina is going to come to Kansas City. So out of Group J, we get two matches out of this group. Argentina, Austria, Algeria, and Jordan. Here's the real kicker. Those are the group matches.
Yep.
We're guaranteed a semifinal match as well. We get the winner of Group K and Group J.
And if Argentina wins and goes to the semifinal.
So Argentina has to win their group.
Yep.
And then win their next round.
Yep.
Portugal would have to win their group and win their next round.
And if that happens, who comes to town?
So that would be the Sweet 16
yep.
of the World Cup. If those two teams win their group and then win their first round knockout stage, you could see there is a scenario where Argentina plays Portugal at what will be called Kansas City Stadium. It will not be called Arrowhead.
Okay.
GEHA is going to be taken off of Arrowhead.
Just Kansas City Stadium.
It's going to be Kansas City Stadium. It is possible. It is very possible that either Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo will play their last international game in Kansas City. One of the two.
One of the two.
Mm-hmm. The two most famous soccer players on the planet. It is very likely one of the two of them will play their last international match in Kansas City.
Is it possible both of them would play, or are they on opposite sides of the bracket?
They're on, no.
Or the same side of the bracket, pardon me.
Well, they're on the same side of the bracket at the moment. They are on a collision course.
Gotcha.
To play in Kansas City.
That is the best way to say it. They are on a collision course to play here.
Right.
And they are favored to do what you just said.
Correct. Based on the group, let me check the Portugal group. I think so.
You know, it would be like, is Kansas City going to beat the Cleveland Browns? Like, you know, probably.
Portugal's got Colombia, Uzbekistan, and Turkey. The only one in that group I would worry about is Turkey.
Okay.
It is very likely that Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi are on a collision course, to reborrow the word, to one of them is going to play their last international World Cup game in Kansas City.
And that means what for this town? It just
millions of dollars.
Pandemonium. One of our salespeople said she heard there are people in other parts of the world and other parts of the country that no matter where their team plays, they are now looking at staying in Kansas City because of its centralized location, in part because of some of the announcement that was made today.
Somebody says on the text line, Scott, nobody cares about the soccer seasons.
Well, I disagree.
Let me tell you why you do care. If you own a business, if you run a hotel, if you have a bar, you care. And the rumor on the street right now, and this is a strong rumor, is that England, even though they have no chance of playing in Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay. England, whose team travels, or check that, whose fans travel extremely well. England is looking and vying to get one of the three home bases in the Kansas City area.
Yep.
Whether it's in Lawrence or here in Kansas City, England reportedly really wants Kansas City. And here's why. There's a chance England could end up playing in Los Angeles or in New York or in Chicago or in Dallas.
And it's easier just to be in the middle.
And if you're based out of Miami and your first game is in Los Angeles, that's a 4-hour flight. If you're in Kansas City, it's a 2-hour flight.
Yeah. So I'm with you guys that I knew the announcement was happening today. I have friends who work adjacent to what's happening with FIFA and with the city. So I knew about it from a news standpoint. I knew about it. Do I personally understand soccer? Do I personally enjoy watching those games? The answer is no. Outside of the current, if they're on, or locally,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
You cannot overstate what this means for our city, regardless of the announcement tomorrow, and we will talk about it on Monday.
About who we get.
You cannot overstate what it means, even if we don't end up on a collision course for the final professional game the greatest stars.
That's guaranteed.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you have to look at it. And Kathy told me this one day, it's hard for people who don't live, breathe, and eat soccer to understand what's about to happen here. She likened it to having a Super Bowl, the Super Bowl, every day.
Four times.
Four times for a month. She said it's bigger than anyone that does not follow soccer can comprehend. So for that, yes, hotels, businesses, 2 million extra people coming in from England. Where are we going to put all these people?
So let me give you an example. Years ago, in the late 90s, early 2000s, Kansas City, Kansas was in the running to get the Speedway.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people who said, oh, we don't need NASCAR. Who cares about NASCAR? Who cares about cars
racing
around?
I was one of them. I said, nobody's going to go out there.
Everybody said, twice a year, if we get the Speedway, we get the Super Bowl in Kansas City. Or at least the equivalent of people coming.
Yeah.
Right? Not the festivities and the pregame and the postgame and all that stuff. But we get the equivalent of people in Kansas City. And look at what has happened in Western Kansas City, Kansas.
It's exploded.
Completely. And that's because of the Speedway. And so...
You honestly think they would talk about putting one of our sports teams out there if it wasn't all of the groundwork had not been laid prior?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you this as a fan of soccer, and you don't have to like soccer at all. It doesn't matter. You have no idea what is coming next summer. This town is going to be flooded with people spending money. I don't care. I don't own a bar. I don't own a restaurant. Mm. Guess what bars and restaurants collect? Taxes.
Yeah. It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a boon year. I mean, these people are going to come into town. The hotel tax in Kansas City is like 10% or 11% or something. You know, all the bars, the drinks, the restaurants, these people are not going to go to Hy-Vee to get groceries.
We hope they do if they choose.
We certainly hope they do. And go back to their hotel room and cook it up.
They're here to watch and they're here to party.
This town, and here's something else. And I want plenty of people to come to this town, visit it, drop their money, and then get out.
Don't tell anyone how great it is.
Don't put down any roots. Don't buy a house. Don't rent an apartment. But think about this. 5 to 6 billion people will be watching these matches around the world.
Yeah.
Kansas City is going to be featured in 6 of these games.
It's huge. You almost can't put a...
There's no dollar amount.
A dollar amount on it.
So if Kansas City, and if the collision course, to continue to borrow the phrase, between Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, the two most expensive and famous soccer players in the world right now, end up playing, one of them playing their last game ever internationally in Kansas City, that's going to be a primetime game, no doubt about it. It's going to be 7 o'clock at night. And this city is going to be seen by 5 billion people. 5 billion. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Just one more thing regarding the World Cup, and then I'll shut up until or unless Kathy Nelson, brilliant
Kansas City End of the Year, by the way.
That's right.
Should be every year.
And did I not call that? Did I not tell her on a recent interview, you should be named Kansas City of the Year? And she was. Last thing I'm going to say about the World Cup, until or unless we get Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission, this is from Channel 5. The Kansas City area is the place to be in 2026, and it's not the locals who realize it. Kayak, a search engine that compares travel costs and companies, just named today Kansas City one of the fastest rising travel hotspots for 2026.
Yep.
Literally came out right as it was announced that Argentina might end up in Kansas City. Kansas City rose to the top of the list for people to visit in 2026. This is how you guys can laugh all you want. And I don't care if you like soccer or not. I couldn't care less. All I care about is what Kansas City looks like and how we perform. And this is going to be bigger than you can possibly imagine. Possibly.
Bigger than the Chiefs game this week. I'm looking forward to Sunday night. I don't know about you. I don't know about you.
Don't forget about Coats for Kids, folks. If you can take a moment, just take one moment and text your donation. We're running it through December 19th.
That's not a lot of time.
No, it's not.
Two more weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today. That's right. Take a moment and text your donation to KMBZ Coats. That's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. We could use every dollar that you can afford, and every penny goes to Coats for Kids. We don't keep a thing, not a dime. Every dollar that you donate goes to put a warm coat on a young child's back in Kansas City. KMBZ Coats to 44321.
From our friends over at Fox 4, a family says that Walmart, as well as loss prevention officers with Kansas City, overreacted to a, quote, self-checkout mistake that ended up being less than $5, Scott. Local family claims they were traumatized at a metro area Walmart and captured some of the incident on video. Two of their teenage sons ended up in handcuffs, but were later released. It was November 30th at the Walmart on 8301 North Church Road. That's where the Wotruba family, a mom, her sister and cousin, and two sons, age 17 and 16, ran in to buy snacks. Okay. The two boys took the family stuff to the self-checkout line. And after some difficulty with the process, they say they paid for everything and started to walk out of the store. Before they got very far, an off-duty loss prevention officer stopped them and said, the anti-theft employees believe you failed to scan and pay for all of your items.
By the way, I-35 and Berry Road.
Yeah, it's somewhere up north.
So far northeast Kansas City.
Jeremiah, one of the teenagers, the 17-year-old, later told Fox 4, I know I paid for everything. I was trying to stay as calm as I could. At this point, a family member started recording the encounter and loss prevention people are coming around. What do you think they stole? Asked the mother. They say you guys stole, said the officer on the video. You stole, come on. I literally watched him scan everything, replies one family member. The brothers then say, please look at our receipts, Scott. Here's the receipts. I don't know how much stuff they had in the cart. It couldn't have been that much stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. When it was all said and done, and one of the brothers ended up on the floor face down, he was handcuffed, like one of them 16, one of them 17. When it was all said and done, there was a peppermint candy in the cart and some
A dollar?
A can of sweet tea. Out of all the things they scanned, those two things were not scanned.
Huh.
And the kids were let go. The mom at that point said, you know what? Take everything. We don't want anything from this store. We're never coming back, which you understand, right?
Sure. I know right where that Walmart is.
Walmart has made a statement. We are aware of discrepancies that involve multiple transactions. The matter was, quote, resolved at the store. Walmart says they're not going to press any charges. To that, I would retort, over $5? The boys are saying, I thought mom scanned that. She thought this was just a mistake. We scanned everything else. Now, I don't know what happened. I know how I feel about self-checkout.
How do you feel?
And I don't think a 16 and a 17-year-old should be lying on the ground and handcuffed in a, you know, grocery store over $5. And if it's that big of a problem, bring back the checkout cashiers.
Heavy breather.
Why did they fight?
What do you mean, why did they fight?
I've been pulled over many times by the guy when I'm leaving Walmart. Hey, can I see your receipt and check your bags? Sure.
Here you go.
Have a good day. Thank you.
By the way, what do they think exactly you're going to steal from the checkout counter 40 yards to the greeter when you're walking out?
Well, no. The idea being that you skip scanned something. And so they will watch you, and if they see that you did not scan something, they will then take you aside for additional questioning, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it happen at Aldi. One time, a bag of grapes didn't scan, and you would have thought that I tried to steal $1,000 from them. And I said, I am so sorry. I turned right back around, and guess what I did? I scanned it. I put my credit card in the machine, and I said, thank you so much for your vigilance, sir. Have a nice day.
Did they fight? Is it in this? Did you read that they fought?
The police are saying that one of the kids was put in handcuffs because he was resisting. And the mom said, resisting what? We did not understand what was going on. You know, a mom, her sister, a cousin, and two teenage boys. I just think, you know,
there was obviously some resistance here because it escalated. Had they said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, did we miss something? Please check. It would not have escalated.
And they immediately said that, Sam. Check the bag, check the receipt, okay? This is the problem with gigantic corporations cutting those checkout jobs.
To save money.
To save money and then bringing in police officers to handle discrepancies or misunderstandings. It's ridiculous, Scott, and you know it.
I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is the off-duty police officer has to be no short of $50 an hour. You could get three checkout cashiers for that.
I don't understand why we are still going down this road with all of the problems it's caused. You have to look at the return on investment here, right? Do you really think with all of their loss prevention people, and whatever millions or billions of dollars that are skip scanned every year, they are saving money by doing it this way? I don't buy it.
The only reason I would say they might be saving money is that the off-duty police officer might be more mindful of little tricks of the trade, so to speak, than a 17-year-old kid from the local high school.
Right. Now, if you're going in and buying Tic Tacs and scanning Tic Tacs, but pretending like it's a rack of ribs, you know, you're walking out with $40 worth of meat that you've scanned for $1.19. I can understand where any store would have a problem with that.
When we get back, what percentage of Americans admit that they skip scan at the store? Oh. We have that story.
They admitted it?
They admitted it in a survey. 2,000 consumers were polled. What percentage of American consumers will admit that they skip scan at the self-checkout? Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39. Before we get to the study about how many Americans actually admit that they skip scan in the self-checkout at the store, let's go to Sean in Topeka. By the way, we have some open lines if you want them. 913-586-7798. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, same to you. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. So, so I was recently a part-time loss prevention at a major retailer in the area. And to touch base on what you guys were talking about briefly, a skip scanning, that is a massive issue here in the city of Topeka. Theft in general is an issue, but skip scanning is becoming more and more popular, especially at the major retailers with the self-checkout, hence why I totally agree with Dana as far as bringing back the actual cashiers. What happens is somebody will put a Kool-Aid packet with a barcode on the back of, a tub of laundry soap pods, and you don't see it on the camera, but those cameras above the self-checkout typically are, we can see those, and we can zoom in on the screen. We cannot see your transactions, but we can see the screen of your purchase, and we'll start to see a pattern of behavior develops, but the skip scanning is definitely a big issue, or they take in a barcode that they know of something else They come into the store with it, and they put it in their hand, and they scan that instead of the item you see going across
Sean,
the radar.
You hinted at something that you guys look for. You said they hint at it or something like that. What do you mean by that?
Well, what happens is once there's a person that we know for a fact and have confirmed that is involved in theft, we call it a boosting ring. I'm not going to put names up. There's a small group that goes around Topeka that there's chat groups about, and they're all over the Topeka Mugshot Facebook page as well. But we know of specific individuals that are known to do this. But what we do is typically, you know, a thief in that environment will try to avoid eye contact. They try to avoid where loss prevention or security is at those self-checkouts. They try to put the back towards them. There's certain different patterns of behavior that is exhibited that we start to pay attention to with the eyes in the sky.
But Sean, let me ask you this. How do you know with any degree of certainty the difference between the big bad actors who are doing this as a pyramid scheme to then sell this stuff and make a profit and the 17-year-old kid that comes in and has a basket worth of $30 worth of stuff and forgets the peppermints?
That's the sad part, honestly. I do not agree with how that was handled at all. I do not agree that that it should have been dealt the way it was dealt with. And there's no way to tell. Again, there are certain individuals that we confirm, and then we start to notice who they hang out with while they're coming in the store. There's chat groups with, you know, police departments that are involved with detectives and things like that, where we submit footage and screenshots and still photos, and those people are confirmed by detectives with local PD to be involved. Obviously, we can't run them through NCIC or anything like that. We're not law enforcement. But it's got to the point where loss prevention, we can't even stop you. If you were to steal a full grocery cart of groceries and literally fill it up and walk past, and we look right at you and say, hey, you got to go pay for that, you could tell me to kick rocks with no shoes, and I cannot stop you. All I can do is document it, and then hopefully the police will go after that. But unless the police are there, there's nothing you can do. But it's super unfortunate with what happened to those teenage boys, and I don't disagree that they should never go back to that store again.
Hey, really appreciate the call, Sean. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
All right. Would the two of you care to guess what percentage of Americans admit to stealing through the personal scheme? Help me out.
Self-checkout.
Thank you.
10%.
Okay.
60%.
Man,
wow.
if you guys would meet somewhere near the middle, you would both be right. 25%. More than one in four Americans who have used self-checkout say they have intentionally taken an item without scanning it.
Okay, but I want to get into the weeds of that, and I know we can't, and ask what percentage was, oops, I got to my cart and realized I had milk on the bottom carriage and I'm not going back.
The word is intentionally.
Okay. That's what I want to know. Is this someone going, I'm going to stick it to the man, now, and I don't agree with this, so I'm going to steal?
I'm glad you asked it. 36% of consumers say they have unintentionally left with an unscanned item. By the way, of those, that 36%, 61% of them say they kept the item and didn't go back.
Oh, I always go back. And you know, you put the 12-pack of whatever you're getting on the bottom of the cart, and you forget to scan it. I had to wait in line for 40 minutes one time because I had to go back in and scan my two stupid 12-packs of sparkling water.
By the way, men are twice as likely as women to not scan an item intentionally. In self-checkout?
Men!
Men are twice as likely. Only 2% of baby boomers admitted to doing this. 41% of millennials did.
Huh.
There is, for whatever reason, there is this perception that certain people feel that they are owed whatever they are taking. I don't understand it. I don't know where it came from. But it exists. It's very real. And to Sean's point, it's impossible to know who is that. Oops, I didn't scan that. Let me take care of this. Mm-hmm. And who are the people that are really trying to steal? If the argument is that this Walmart loss prevention officer overreacted, you'll get no argument from me. There was clearly an overreaction. Nobody should have ever been on the ground. Nobody should have ever been in handcuffs. But you need to feel also for them because their job is to watch out for that. And it happens all day long.
The top reason for skip scanning is that people believe prices are unaffordable.
Oh.
Number two reason is tariffs. And the number three reason is the prices are unfair. About one in three.
But
go ahead.
You would not go into a store. Here's where this is interesting. What percentage of those people, if you said, would you take, you go into like Macy's, would you take a shirt off the rack, stuff it down your pants, and run out of the store? I bet you 99% of people would say, oh God, no, that's shoplifting. But for some reason, when it's skip scanning at a grocery store, they're like, I'm going to stick it to the man.
One in three people say that they skip scan and they have no remorse.
Wow. I would bet that same group, if you asked them, would you run into a store, physically take something in like a television set and run out? They would go, oh,
like
God, no.
Like a Winona Ryder?
Yeah. And I think they would say, no, that's shoplifting. Why is it that with the skip scanning, they don't look at it really legally what it is? If you're doing it intentionally,
you're shoplifting.
It's shoplifting.
Absolutely right.
And you guys had mentioned a couple of different times for $5. Well, how many Walmarts are there? And if $5 are stolen every single hour from every single Walmart every single day, that's a lot of money.
I'm not defending it.
It's a lot of money, meaning it would be cheaper just to put the cashiers back.
She's got a point.
Nobody wants the cashiers back.
I do. Dana does.
Or the stores that say five items or less, you can self-scan out.
The best thing in the world, because I used to go to Walmart. I shopped for groceries at Walmart for some stupid reason when I was growing up. And I would wait for 20, 30 minutes because they had one checker. Well, now there's 25 different registers. You just walk up, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. DIY.
John in Gardner. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
This is an embarrassing story. One Sunday morning, I went to Walmart, got all my groceries, scanned them. And something in my mind said I'd already put my credit card in there. And I walk out of the store.
Oh, with all of it?
Maybe. I even asked one of the people at the self-checkout for some help scanning something in. And then I walked out, and she came out following me. She was probably more nervous and told me that you forgot to pay.
Really?
Whoops.
Yeah, and I just got this mortified look on my face. Oh, I am so embarrassed.
And how much was it, John?
Probably about $50.
Oh, yeah, so it's so significant, and not insignificant.
And you went back, I presume?
Oh, yes. I'd gone through her lane, you know, at the regular checkout lane, so she was familiar with who I am, and she didn't have any feelings at all that I was trying to skip out anything, but yeah, I definitely double-check, make sure I pay every time now.
I'll be done. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it very much. Hey, it is cold outside. This is cold weather. You need a coat season. If you can help us out, we are gathering money, collecting money from you, and your generosity for Coats for Kids 2025. Just text KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats to 44321. And if you can, please help a child who needs a coat in this cold winter season and for whatever reason doesn't have one. A huge thanks to our sponsors, Pinnacle Bank and Operation Warm, Coats for Kids 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's the name of this band?
A Great Big World.
A Great Big World, yes. I remember Grandview, I believe it was Grandview, opened up a little amphitheater a number of years ago. It was probably a decade or more. And Michael Franti was opening for A Great Big World. And he's singing this song on stage. And we're, you know, I was there with Jay Bowman, my buddy.
Haunting.
From Franti's band. And he's sitting there with his keyboard, and he just sounds perfect. It's right off the record. And as he's like, oh. And a bug flew right into his mouth.
He goes,
ah! I'm like, I looked at Jay. I go, what is going on?
It happens.
And he goes, I don't know. And the lead singer of A Great Big World goes, we're going to start the song over.
That was a bug.
That was a bug that flew straight into my mouth.
Speaking of Franti, by the way, I just looked to see if there was any more news.
He has decided his exile for bad behavior is over.
Okay, we're going to tour again.
Touring.
Okay.
That is correct. Yeah. In the spring. That is right.
May 22nd.
Mm-hmm. I think he's got a big deal at Red Rocks going on. And, you know, I'll be interested to see it. And I still love his music and disappointed in his behavior.
Alleged
behavior. But, you know, America is a nation of second chances, and I've always said I can separate the art from the artist. But what he sells is happiness.
Yeah.
You know, he sells love and unity and acceptance and all this other stuff. I'll be very interested when he goes on tour again next summer, and I'm sure he'll stop in Kansas City, always gets a great crowd, if the crowd still shows up.
I think so. I mean— Remember when Ellen, you know, she sold happiness and music and love and kindness. She sold kindness.
But she lost her show because of it.
And then behind the scenes, people were like, oh, man, if you only knew. And so, I don't know. I think it depends.
Well, Kramer never made it back. I'm not even remotely equating what Kramer did to what Franti did, but you know, you buy into this image of love and hope and unity, acceptance, and you know, we're all on the same team and all this other stuff, and then you find out behind the scenes it's not exactly that way.
It's harder to sell when they know the facade is a facade.
Right. So, but he's decided his exile is over.
Speaking of facade, I already have an early grievance today, and it is clickbait.
It's only 253.
All over online this week. And what it says
all over online this week.
What it says is new information about missing football coach, fugitive Travis Turner.
Do you think that you're getting that clickbait because you have an unhealthy obsession with that story?
I have fallen for it no fewer than 30 times. I'm like, oh, there's new information. It's never new information. Do you know what it says? Investigators are still searching.
You know how many times I've gotten a story that said new information about this guy?
How many times?
Zero.
You know why?
Why?
Because he's not typing it into his computer.
Well, I want to know when there's new information.
Then go to a legitimate site.
I have.
No,
and
you
know,
haven't.
Sometimes it pops up, and then even reputable sites will say the latest, and I think, oh, is this the latest? Well, the latest was 2 weeks ago. They can't find him.
But NBC News, when you click on that story, doesn't get paid 10 cents every time somebody clicks on the comments below.
Shame on me. You're right. Shame on me.
You fall for it every time.
Every time.
Jill, are you on the west side or the east side of Shawnee?
Hello, Jill. Hi, Jill. Are you there?
Oh, this will be fun.
Jill is listening in.
Jill, are you still in Shawnee?
on delay.
Jill, are we in your pocket?
Jill,
have to hit the red button.
Jill?
Well, Sam, you had to get her name and what she wanted to talk about, so she had to be there originally.
What did she want to say, Sam?
She was talking about how loss prevention has changed, and if you are not a loss prevention officer and you are just a run-of-the-mill employee, you can and will, at many companies, be fired for trying to intervene.
She's at the drive.
She's ordering. What does she want?
Ham off the bone, yeah. Give me half a pound of that, and then.
Oh, ham off the bone.
Oh, she's in a grocery store.
Half a pound of the
mesquite
smoked turkey.
Mesquite smoked turkey.
Dang! Jill, how many sandwiches are you making?
Who are you feeding, Jill?
You having a party tonight?
What are we gonna put on our turkey sandwich, Jill? Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's mayonnaise.
It's got twang.
It's got a yellow lid.
Jinx, show me a Coke.
Earth to Jill.
Well, Jill, you enjoy your ham off the bone and your turkey.
You know she can hear us faintly from her pocket and has no idea what's going on
right
now.
Who orders ham with the bone?
Whatever you put on there, Willie.
She just said whatever you put on there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and bump it up a few, point two, point three, you know, whatever.
You better let her go before she lets loose an F-bomb.
That's not a douche manner. That looks like Hellman's.
I bet you Jill is having a late Thanksgiving because her family was delayed last week.
Thanksgiving was a week and a half ago.
I know. Maybe they were held up. Who orders ham and turkey a week after Thanksgiving? I'm being serious.
Maybe she likes fresh sliced sandwiches. Deli meat.
Yeah. they don't just open the deli section 1 week a year. Oh, wait. I didn't hear what she just said.
Yeah, I'm going to be careful. We need to be careful.
Well, she's in a grocery store. How many people cuss in the grocery store?
I don't know. When they give you the total? Oh, hell. Warner people will skip scanning.
In a watershed move, Warner Brothers Discovery said today it has agreed to sell its movie, television, and streaming assets to Netflix in a deal valued at $83 billion.
Oh, you remember when they had to raise the rates because they didn't have any money?
Not now.
I remember when you hadn't gone through puberty yet. Wow. Setting the stage for one of the most sweeping and consequential mergers in modern Hollywood history.
And if you think those rates aren't going up again.
Yeah, right. Warner Brothers, by the way, includes HBO, HBO Max. They own the Harry Potter movie franchise.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
They have more money than you do. I think it's safe to say.
You start charging me more than $7.99. Boycotts back on, baby.
Warner Brothers also owns Friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Classics like Casablanca and Citizen Kane. Oh, man. Yeah, you know the rates are going up. You know they are. Quick break for the news. We got Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock.
Jill, enjoy your turkey and that bone-in ham.
Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.